It's 1900 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today.
Oh, hello, hello. Welcome, welcome, one and all. It is 1906 UTC here in Austin, Texas. The fun and adventures never end. But, hey, you know what? That's what we're here for. Just go ahead here and get SSH'd over. If you want to hang out and talk during the show, all you need to do is SSH over to sdf.org and... Sorry, I was working with somebody on something, and, anyway, let's do this. Let's turn our notices off. Bing, 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 bing. Do, 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 do. Give me just 1 second, I have to set my status the right way. And boop. Alright, there we go. Sorry. Taking things out so that we can do this. Alright, what is this? I don't care. Alright, connected to the meta array. All you need to do, if you want to hang out and talk during the show, is SSH over to sdf.org. I'm a big fan of SDF, so I've got a meta ARPA account, so I always go to the meta array first. But anyway, once you log in, just type com, C-O-M, Charlie Oscar Mike. That'll go ahead and get you connected to the chat program there. And then you press G for go to, and then type Anon Radio, all lowercase, all one word. And boom, you'll land in the Anon Radio room, hanging out with cool people like John M. and Quentin, along with Ionic8827 and Ratsu. Ingrix is back. Welcome, welcome. And we've got X1 here. As well as Thrig and WX Boss, the whole crew. I'm sure everybody will be here as time allows. Thank you for being here, and thanks for tuning in to Anon Radio.
Anon Radio is your non-commercial, non-profit, member-supported underground radio station.
Powered by the SDF Public Access Unix System.
Mm-hmm. All right. So... there's a lot of stuff going on in the world, so why don't we get started? The death and destruction, usually where we begin. So, the first one is... wait, did I get this order out of... did I get the order wrong? Doot, 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 doot. One, one, two, okay. Okay, there we go. Sorry, I had extra tabs open, and I was like, hold on. Hey, D. Indeed. So we'll start from the lowest body count to the highest body count, and we'll begin in Finland. A child has died, and two others have been seriously wounded in a school shooting in Finland, police say. All three victims were 12, and the suspect, also aged 12, had fled but was later detained. Parents told Finnish media that the shooting had taken place in a classroom in Viertola School in Vanta, in the north of capital of Helsinki. Police said they arrived at the school within 9 minutes at 9:17 a.m. local time and tended to the three victims. One of the victims died almost immediately at the location in the school, said the head of the police. The other two children have been taken to hospital and their condition is described as very serious. In common with other Finnish schools, children had just returned to classes in Vantaa, just outside Helsinki, after the long Easter weekend. All of those involved are in the sixth grade. The suspect ran off as soon as police arrived and eventually detained in a calm manner the northern Siltamaki district of Helsinki at 9:58 a.m. A video taken from a passing car shows the suspect being pinned down beside a road almost 4 kilometers from the school. Police said he'd been holding a firearm, which they had taken from him, and he admitted carrying out the shooting. Authorities have now opened an investigation into murder and attempted murder. Children under the age of 15 are not criminally liable in Finland, so the suspect has not been remanded in custody and will be placed in the care of social services after further questioning. So, Since this is from the BBC, we've got a little map here. So all you need to do is go to sdf.org/l/1q5. That's sdf.org/lima1. sdf.org/lima/1 Quebec 5. This is all lowercase altogether. sdf.org/l/1q5. And then that will give you a nice map showing Finland, where Finland it is in the world, then where in Finland the school shooting happened. The suspect is understood to have used a gun license to a close relative. Gun ownership is widespread in Finland, and children over 15 can have licenses to use other people's firearms. So we'll see what's going on there. The top 10 civilian gun-owning countries per 100 residents. The United States has 120.5 guns per 100. Yemen has 52.8. Serbia and Montenegro, 39.1. Uruguay and Canada, 34.7. Cyprus, 34. And Finland is there at 32.4, followed by Lebanon and Iceland. This is a small arms survey from 2018. Then we go down south and closer to the border into Southeast Asia. A man gets life in prison for the murder of his 4-year-old stepdaughter. A 31-year-old man who kicked his stepdaughter in anger, killing the 4-year-old, was sentenced to life imprisonment for murder on April the 2nd after the Court of Appeal overturned his conviction on a lesser charge. Mohammed Salahin Ismail was also sentenced by the Apex Court to 12 strokes of the cane. He had gone on trial in 2021 on a charge of murder for causing the girl to suffer fatal abdominal injuries between September 1st and September 2nd in 2018. The girl, who is known by her family as Sabrina, was taken to hospital in the morning of September 2nd and pronounced dead at 10:15 a.m. Under Section 300C of the Penal Code, murder is committed when an offender has the intention to cause bodily injury and the injury is sufficient to cause death in the ordinary course of nature. In 2022, a high court judge acquitted him, saying that although he had kicked the victim intentionally, there was no intention to strike the part of the body that was fatally injured. He was then sentenced to 9 years in jail and 12 strokes of the cane. So now he's been on appeal. He lost on appeal, and they actually, or I guess the family won on appeal, and now he's going to be going to prison for much longer. X1 pointing out that Finland is a large country full of forests and snow and alcohol. There's a lake in Finland that looks like Finland, according to Ratsu. That's good news to have. If you're ever in Finland and took a picture of it, let me know. And Quentin letting us know Finland has same gun laws and licensing. A 13-year-old girl has given a chilling confession in the United States. She's claimed to have killed her mother. Pennsylvania authorities, after they found a female victim with wounds to her head and torso. Kind of hard worded funnily, sorry about that. Latoya Powell was taken into custody on Friday after police responded to a scene where they found an unresponsive 44-year-old victim with multiple stab wounds and an 11-year-old boy, also with apparent stab wounds, in the back. "I killed my mom, and she'll never forgive me if she is alive," Ms. Powell, who was identified by local outlets, reportedly told police. While being taken into custody and put in the back of the police vehicle, the 13-year-old told the outlet that she felt regret, guilt, and self-disgust. The authorities also found an 11-year-old boy with stab wounds to the back, but he appeared to be non-life-threatening, according to the outlet. The Wilkes-Barre City Police Department said in a statement that the second victim was transported to the hospital for treatment. Ms. Powell is being charged as an adult with criminal homicide, aggravated assault, and other related charges. It's kind of fun to think or compare this 13-year-old girl. She's going to go to prison and be enslaved for maybe her life as a 13-year-old, and that's okay. But in Finland, the 12-year-old who killed three people, they're a minor. They're not even going to be charged criminally. The police responded to the location at 12:30 p.m. after reports of an unresponsive woman. The coroner's office responded to the scene and pronounced the victim dead. Police said that the 13-year-old stabbed her mother during an argument and threw the weapon on the neighbor's doorstep. While in custody, Ms. Powell reportedly made other comments, according to the outlet, such as, "I don't have my phone because my mom took it before our fight. I'm the reason my mom is dead, and I don't know how people can do stuff like this and not feel bad about it." The authorities noted in the affidavit obtained by WYOU, which is the newspaper, that no knives or cutting instruments were in plain view, but noticed that the kitchen drawers and cabinets had locks on them. The outlet reported that one of the locks appeared to have been broken and a padlock was laying on the ground. So we'll see what's going on there. Sounds like a nice little bit of abuse. Anyway, it's terrible. Terrible times. All right, well, that's enough of children killing or being killed. Why don't we talk about other people in trouble for other fun things? Like Israel Shalom Avaton and a local couple has been detained recently, and they could face the death penalty if they're convicted of illegal possession of firearms. This is in Malaysia. The investigation paper on the suspects was opened under Section 7 of the Firearms Increased Penalties Act. The case was initially investigated under the Passport Act when Avaton was arrested, but our investigation revealed more serious offenses. He and the married couple in their early 40s are being investigated under the Firearms Act. We're still investigating the real motive behind the pistols being in their possession. We will request for an extension should investigators need more time. They were arrested at a hotel in Jalan Ampang on March 27th with 6 guns and 200 rounds of ammunition. The local married couple were arrested in Kuala Selangor on March 29th on suspicion of supplying weapons to him. A local man alleged to be his driver was also detained in Cameron Island. So, Ingrex pointing out, death penalty for illegal possession of firearms. You might have killed someone, so we're going to kill you first. I'm not really sure what the reasoning is with the law, but yeah, they could face the death penalty. I think it's if they were trafficking in guns. There's a lot of really strict laws, like, you know, drug laws are real strict there, too. X1 pointing out children do not have the same morals as adults. It's true. They're kind of still being formed. It's like they're growing and developing. And speaking of children who are suffering, let's look at Gaza real quick. The NGO or the charity World Central Kitchen has halted operations in Gaza after Israel targeted one of their food trucks. 3 of the killed aid workers were British citizens. The charity said those killed were part of an aid convoy that was leaving a warehouse in central Gaza on Monday. Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has acknowledged that Israel forces hit, quote, innocent people. Gaza's Hamas-run media office also blamed Israel. WCK, World Central Kitchen, is one of the main suppliers of desperately needed aid to Gaza. It said that it would be making decisions about the future of its work soon. According to the charity, the aid convoy was hit while leaving the warehouse, where the team had unloaded more than 100 tons of humanitarian food aid brought to Gaza on the maritime route. Anyway, that's still going on. So the kids will starve to death or eat grass or something. In the end, surprise, the United States does not care. So it just really hurts. Anyway, that's terrible, hateful stuff going on. But in Turkey, 29 people are dead after a fire broke out in a nightclub. At least 29 people have been killed and one injured in a fire at a nightclub in central Istanbul during daytime renovation work. The number of people who lost their lives in the fire has increased to 29, according to the governor of this of the area. One person hurt in the fire is still being treated in the hospital. The fire broke out on Tuesday on the ground floor of a 16-story building located in the residential Gayrettepe district. And this is in Istanbul in Turkey. Pretty bummer there. The death toll has been gradually increasing. The nightclub was closed for repairs during Ramadan, and they were preparing for the Eid holiday, which is happening next week. So, kind of a bummer. X1 says, I asked a kid if he had the choice between saving life as a brother or receiving a toy. He asked what kind of toy. In Texas, that's United States, Texas, a patient is being treated with an antiviral drug after coming in contact with dairy cows. What did he have? What did the person have? A person in Texas has been diagnosed with bird flu. That's right, an infection tied to the recent discovery of the virus in dairy cows. The patient is being treated with an antiviral drug, and their only reported symptoms were eye redness, Texas health officials have said. The person had been in contact with dairy cows, presumed to be infected. The development comes after milk from dairy cows in Texas and Kansas tested positive for bird flu last week, And federal agricultural officials confirmed infection in a Michigan dairy herd. Kuma pointing out, my all-time favorite is someone that faced the death penalty for attempted suicide. Oh, man. Now that's a whole other problem. Yeah, I know. Sorry, Publius. Welcome, Publius. Welcome. It's 1920 UTC, and since Publius is here, I want to jump to a power story that I thought was kind of cool that I wanted to talk about. Natrium Technology features a 345 megawatt electric sodium-cooled fast reactor using high-assay, low-enriched uranium fuel with a molten salt-based energy storage system that can boost the system's output to 500 megawatts electric for more than 5.5 hours when needed. TerraPower plans to build the Natrium demonstration power plant near a retiring coal facility at Kemmerer in Wyoming. The company said it had been working closely with the Nuclear Regulatory Commission in pre-application meetings and is confident in its application. The demonstration plant's design means that non-nuclear construction will begin this summer, while nuclear construction will begin after the application has been approved. The completed demonstration project will be a fully functioning commercial power plant. The submission marks another step towards bringing Natrium Reactor to market and revolutionizing how a nuclear reactor functions on the grid. TerraPower President and CEO Chris Levosk said, "We will continue working closely with local stakeholders, elected officials, and regulatory partners as we begin non-nuclear construction this year and while working through this application process with the NRC." It is in Kemmerer. Hold on, we'll get the name for you. Wyoming. Kemmerer. Not Khmer Rouge. You do not own you. Exactly. We're all resources of the state. Alrighty. Salt power coming to the U.S. soon. In Namibia, Namibian mine has switched over to commercial operation. The Paladin Energy Company has announced the first commercial production from the Langer Heinrich uranium mine since operations were suspended in 2018. The company launched the project to return mine to production in 2022, and the first ore was fed to the processing plant on January 20th this year. They've announced that uranium concentrate production and drumming were achieved on March 30th. The focus will now shift to production ramp-up and building a finished product inventory ahead of shipments to customers. So, pretty cool. I think it's kind of... Bink. Happy. Miners. You can see an image of the miners standing there with the fuel and their glasses and hard hats on over there at sdf.org/l/1Q6. That's sdf.org/Lima/1Quebec6. sdf.org/l/1Q6. See you later, SCM at Rio. And Jay Lamos in the house. Hello. Good to see you. And Kuma's here. It's not modern power systems wonderful? Indeed. There's other stuff going on. It's 1924 UTC, so if you're here for the Dubious Goals Committee, hang tight. We've got 5 minutes and a few seconds to go before the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe pops on. So just stick around for that. It should be a good time. Lots of cool music and synthesizing stuff going on yesterday. What else? SpaceX has launched the Eutelsat 36D and landed the booster on its 7th reuse anniversary. SpaceX launched Eutelsat's latest geostationary satellite on March 30th on a trip due to take around half a year to geostationary orbit over Africa and Eurasia. A Falcon 9 rocket carrying the roughly 5,000-kilogram Eutelsat 36D lifted off at 5:52 p.m. Eastern Time from Launch Complex 39A at Kennedy Space Center, Florida, and placed the satellite into a geostationary orbit 34 minutes later. It's an all-electric Airbus Eurostar Neo platform and equipped with 70 physical Ku-band transponders, providing TV and government connectivity services from 36 degrees east. So, hey, that's what's going on there. What do we got here? Guy in the yellow hat. I'm not sure what's going on, but Gascon Hart is here. Welcome, welcome. What else is happening in the world? Well, going back to the news, you may remember we talked about a golden toilet being stolen recently. Well, the man has come forward. A man has pleaded guilty to the theft of an 18-carat toilet from the Blenheim Palace. James Jimmy Sheen, 39, from Wellingboro in Northamptonshire, pleaded guilty to burglary, transferring criminal property, and conspiracy to do the same. The $4.8 million toilet was stolen from the Oxfordshire Stately Home in 2019 while it was featured in an art exhibition. Sheen appeared at Oxford Crown Court via video link, and he is already serving a 17-year sentence for a string of thefts, including from cash points. He also stole $400,000 worth of tractors and high-value trophies from the National Horse Racing Museum in Newmarket. There are a few things in worse taste than a solid gold toilet. Indeed, indeed, it is quite bizarre. Hey, Claudio, welcome. And since Claudio Him is here, I'll just say every goddamn day the Dubious Goals Committee comes up right here on Anon Radio. Norwegian cruise passengers spend $5,000 trying to reboard ship after being abandoned on an African island. The American and Australian tourists were left on the African island of Sao Tome. That's right, 8 passengers traveling with Norwegian Cruise Line claim they were left stranded on an African island when the ship departed without them, despite efforts to board the vehicle. The vessel, the 6 American and 2 Australian passengers, say they were abandoned after a private onshore tour overran, the group missed the last tender from the port back to the vessel and was allegedly denied boarding to the anchored ship by the captain, even after intervention by the local Coast Guard. This is a common thing. A lot of times, any cruise ship, they will leave your ass. So you got to get back early or else they'll abandon you. So not super big news, but just kind of like, hey, if you're thinking about taking a cruise. United Airlines has asked pilots to start taking some time off because of the shortage of new Boeing planes. That's right, they've got too many pilots, not enough planes. So it's asking people to take time off in May. A United spokesman said that the offer is voluntary. So who knows what's going to happen. Maybe we'll have 2 pilots on your United flight. Also, Publius calling out here, be careful of those shore excursion operators. And Publius has a domain registered in Sao Tome. Let's see. Sitting on one munching cheeseburgers while trolling Twitter. morally speaking. Oh my gosh. Lots of fun. Heather Bowers was suffering from cancer and wanted to eat her favorite meal from Mama Kwan's. And Kevin Cherry made it happen. Kevin Cherry didn't want recognition for dropping everything he was doing and driving a 6-hour route to fulfill a person's dying wish. But he got it anyway after loved ones of a West Virginia woman who received one last act of kindness in her final hours publicly expressed their eternal gratitude. So this woman wanted her favorite dish from a place that was 6 hours away, and the owner made it and brought it down to her. So pretty cool. We're running low on time, so please stick around for the Dubious Goals Committee with Tope. And I'll be back tomorrow sometime around 1900 UTC until 1930 UTC when the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe happens. What else? Oh, be sure you update all your systems. You don't want to have that XZ library running around giving you grief. Just use sudo apt update or sudo yum update upgrade, whatever. All right. Marios! Dubious Goals time! Dubious Goals time with Pippa!
Anon Radio is your non-commercial, non-profit, member-supported underground radio station.
Powered by the
X5.